Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is Israel going to receive help in times of need from the United States? Well, right now, President Biden is in Israel, visiting with leaders in Israel. And what has the reaction been so far? Now, the Allgemeine, a Jewish paper, wrote on July 13. As U.S. President Joe Biden kicked off his Middle East trip in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, Israeli leaders hailed the regional visit as a journey of peace and called for global cooperation to arrest Iran's nuclear program. Prime Minister Yahya Lapid remarked at the greeting ceremony that Biden once called himself a Zionist, saying that you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. You were right, and in your case, a great Zionist and one of the best friends Israel has ever known, the Israeli Prime Minister said. Biden reaffirmed that stance in his own remarks, calling the connection between the Israeli and American peoples bone deep. With this trip, we have reaffirmed the unshakable commitment by the United States to Israel's security, including partnering with Israel on the most cutting-edge defense systems in the world, Biden said. Now, Zionism is defined as a worldwide Jewish movement that resulted in the establishment and development of the State of Israel and that now supports the State of Israel as a Jewish homeland. Remember, President Biden clearly supports the two-state solution, and he also wants to open a consulate in Jerusalem for the Palestinians. Biden was greeted at his arrival as Brother Joseph. And he said in an interview, which was recorded before he went to Israel, but which was shown after his arrival on local TV stations, that he would use force as a last resort to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons. But words are cheap. It will have to be seen what America is going to do in case of a military confrontation between Iran and Israel. The Jewish Telegraph Agency wrote on July 14, after releasing a joint statement that demonstrates unity on the need to counter the Iranian nuclear threat, U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yahya Lapid gave statements that demonstrate radical differences in their approach to doing so. The document, released on Thursday, the second day of Biden's visit to Israel, is a 1,500-word statement titled The Jerusalem Declaration on the U.S.-Israel Strategic Partnership. It states that the United States is committed never to allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon and is prepared to use all elements of its national power to ensure that outcome. But after the leaders' meeting Thursday, Biden and Lapid gave a joint press conference in which Biden said that in working to prevent a nuclear Iran, I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome. Lapid struck a different note. Words will not stop them, Mr. President. Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force. And Deutsche Welle added on July 14, we will make sure Israel will be able to defend itself by itself, Biden said. He didn't say that the United States would get involved directly militarily in defending or assisting Israel. On Thursday, Israeli President Isaac Herzog awarded President Biden the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. Now, National Review commented on July 13, "This seems to be more a diplomatic ploy than a legitimate reflection of how Israelis feel about Biden's commitment to the Jewish state. Such a ploy is not unprecedented. Former President Barack Obama, whose policies were often to Israel's detriment, also received the medal." Now, in addition, we have people like the former U.S. President Bill Clinton and then German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who also received the medal. So you have Obama, you have Clinton, you have Merkel. They all supported very strongly the two-state concept. And when it comes to Donald Trump, he didn't receive the Medal of Honor, even though he was probably the most friendly U.S. president towards Israel in recent history. But it has to be said that his stance on the two-state solution was also at times convoluted and contradictory. So where does this lead us? The Bible shows very clearly that ultimately no one, neither the United States nor any other nations, will come to the defense of Israel. They will be all alone. We have prepared two booklets which go into this more deeply. One is Europe and Prophecy, and the other one is The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. Please ask for free copies, and thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.